Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We're talking today about immigration, illegal immigration in particular, and what to do about the roughly 12 million unauthorized people who are in the country right now. Donald Trump is president now in large part because of his claims, mostly unsupported, that immigrants were causing crime, stealing jobs, and draining the national coffers, and that he, uniquely he, was going to put a stop to it all. Now, I'll be transparent here that we invited a number of key players in the administration to speak, including senior policy advisor Stephen Miller, Thomas Homan, the acting director of ICE, and many others. And these officials all declined to be interviewed. But I did get a chance to speak to one very influential researcher who's helping to shape the administration's policies. Jessica Vaughn is director of policy studies at the Center for Immigration Studies. It's a think tank based in Washington that's been making the case for lowering immigration in this country for decades, long before it was a Republican talking point. And because of its affiliations with certain other anti-immigrant groups, the Center for Immigration Studies has been seen by some as extreme, even reactionary. But these are very influential voices in politics right now, especially in the administration. Now, President Obama was deporting people like crazy, something that not all his supporters wanted to rush to the microphones to say, but it's true. Was he deporting not enough for your taste?
Well, the only point in the Obama administration in which there were high rates of deportation was in the early years. But that really dropped off substantially at the end of the Obama administration to really 10-year lows. Many people were being released, even though they were probably amenable to deportation. So that has started to tick back the other way now under the Trump administration. There was an increase of about 25% in interior deportations under Trump. But in general, the enforcement has been much tougher under the Trump administration than it was under the Obama administration. And you have to remember that the Obama administration was able to achieve what they tried to claim was record deportations, mainly by counting different types of cases than were ever counted before.
Rather than go right down the rabbit hole of statistics, let me start with an essential question of values. I think you and I would both agree that the United States is, in large measure, a nation of immigrants and immigration. And yet we're having this colossal battle that's been going on and on. Begin by telling me what you think your values are where immigration is concerned in this country and what your greatest concerns are as a result.
Well, I think that we can agree that Americans cherish our tradition of immigration, and there is a growing consensus that it is time to reform our immigration system to moderate the levels of legal immigration and better control illegal immigration so that it is no longer causing exorbitant fiscal costs, it's no longer distorting the labor markets, and it is no longer causing public safety problems or national security problems. So those are the things that I value in immigration policy, and I think many Americans do as well.
You know, there's a lot of studies that show if we deny access to certain jobs from a lot of immigrants, undocumented immigrants, that job doesn't get done, whether it's home care or a lot of agricultural jobs. There are many jobs that Americans will not do, and these functions are being filled by immigrants. Is that false?
It is false. There's no such thing as a job an American won't do. And this is borne out again by the Census Bureau. We've actually looked at occupational data that's collected by the census, and we could only find four occupational categories where the number of Americans doing a job was less than the number of immigrants doing a job. I think that when we allow excessive illegal immigration, and when our legal immigration numbers are rising higher than our economy's ability to create jobs, then what happens is that employers are able to choose illegal immigrants in some cases, or newly arrived legal immigrants, Because they can get away with offering them inferior pay rates and inferior working conditions, and they don't have to be competitive for workers. And that's not a good situation for any workers.
So you would object when you hear when the President of the United States in his former life as a businessman hired scores of undocumented workers illegally.
I'm not familiar with those allegations, so I don't know if it's true.
They're not allegations. He readily cops to it.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not familiar with that, so I can't really comment on that. I haven't seen that. But that, I think, is the key to deterring illegal immigration.
The former head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Mike Mullen, has just said that admitting refugees, in fact, strengthens our national security. Do you disagree with the former head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff?
I think that's kind of a hard case to make, actually, that resettling refugees here necessarily increases our national security. I do think we should be resettling some refugees for whom there's no prospect of repatriation or going back home when conditions change. But actually, what we found is by studying the cost of refugee resettlement programs is that they do help people, but they help relatively small numbers of people compared to the number that we could help if we took that same money and used it to support international efforts in their regions and in creating safe havens to protect people. From what I understand by talking to researchers and policy analysts and government officials who've traveled to the camps that are housing Syrian refugees, that the best possible thing that the United States could do to help those Syrians would be to help build schools in the refugee camps where most of them are
living. So keep them in refugee camps in, say, Turkey, Jordan, and the rest.
Well, you didn't let me finish all the things that we could do with the dollars that we were formerly spending on resettlement. But think about it this way. You have a house overlooking a public park, and there are people who are homeless living in that park, and you decide that you want to provide them with a meal. Which do you think would be better, to invite two of them in for a fancy dinner of filet mignon, or to spend that same money and get pizza for all the people who are living in the park without something to eat that night? Personally, I would rather help more people rather than, you know, offer just a few people
filet mignon
resettlement. Yeah, exactly.
Well, we hear over and over stories about increased vigilance and sometimes over-aggressiveness in enforcement. Recently in Texas, Border Patrol agents detailed a girl who had cerebral palsy. In Washington State, Motel 6 allegedly passed on guest names to ICE. This week, we learned that 200,000 Salvadorans had fled earthquakes and they're going to be deported. People are seeking sanctuary in churches. At what point, Jessica, is there enough enforcement?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't agree with your characterization of any of those four incidents and events, but
in what sense?
We are certainly not even close to the point at which there is overzealous enforcement of our immigration laws. ICE has in recent years been deporting fewer than 200,000 people, and only about 65,000 to 80,000 of them were caught in the interior of the country. In the meantime, there's a population of about 12 million people living in the country illegally. So enforcement efforts are really a drop in the bucket to the size of the illegal population.
So do you want to get that 12 million down to zero?
I don't think that's realistic, frankly. Where there's always going to be some illegal immigration. As long as we, you know, have something slightly more strict than open borders. But I think what we need to reach is a point at which that there is less of an incentive to try to come to this country illegally, so that people will not make the choice to try to come here illegally.
I guess my question is, how much is enough? We've increased funding 14 times since the year 2000, and there are 500% more Border Patrol agents since then. It's almost $4 billion. How much is enough?
That's why I think the biggest bang for the buck in terms of immigration enforcement would be enforcement in the interior of the country, particularly directed at employers who are knowingly and deliberately hiring illegal workers. And we've spent almost nothing on that now.
Jessica Vaughn, thank you very much.
You're welcome, David.
Jessica Vaughn is the Director of Policy Studies at the Center for Immigration Studies in Washington, D.C.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.